Visiting today with Allendale's Rich Nelson, the latest WASDE report has come out from USDA. So what have we seen so far?
So USDA gave us a little surprise here and maybe a little disappointment for some on the corn and wheat end of things here today. They left ending stocks for corn unchanged at 1.440 billion bushels. This comes despite the fact that they lowered the Ukraine corn export estimate yet again, in this case, 4.5 million, million tons. So as far as the trade focus, USDA said there's fewer, there's less corn out there on the export market, but they said the market's not going to care. And USDA is going to wait for all those potential sales in the future to see us on the corn side. So disappointing there. Soybean numbers relatively okay. Declining U.S. ending stocks from 285 million bushels, now 260. So that decline was reasonable. And as far as things we've been watching for, Brazil's soybean production declined now from 127 to 125 million tons. That's kind of within the trade focus. One small hiccup on the soybean side is the fact that USDA did drop their estimate for Chinese soybean imports, now 91 million tons. That's down 9% from last year. Wrapping things up as far as the grain side, the wheat end of things here did see an increase in stocks, 653 to now 678 million bushels. Simple fact is, despite continued declines for Ukraine's wheat export estimates, USDA did have to recognize that we just are not getting sales yet on the U.S. side. So overall, corn and wheat, disappointing for some. Keep in mind, though, these markets are trading their own numbers separate from USDA right now.
So in your opinion, when you say disappointing for wheat and disappointing for corn, what does that mean going forward?
No, the general message from USDA is that for corn and wheat, they're not going to jump on the Ukraine problems mean U.S. wheat export sales issue. They're going to say, we want to show those sales. In other words, we're going to wait quite a few months for the market expectations and for USDA to match up, which for us on the ag side means we've got a lot more still unknown still in front of us here.
Well, and as you mentioned, I know that I've talked to several producers and I know that they did lower the Ukraine wheat exports. And how is that going to affect, like, I know you can't say the mood of producers, but I think everybody is kind of expecting Ukraine's crops to not be where they actually need to be, or Russia's crops this year.
And that's a very valid discussion. And what I find interesting is that USDA has actually been aggressive in recognizing some of these problems, at least for Ukraine corn. They dropped 6 million tons out of their export estimate last month. This month, they dropped another 4.5 million tons. So USDA is active in recognizing Ukraine problems, but simply U.S. farmers want to say, does this mean U.S. corn exports? Same story for wheat, and certainly on the wheat side, especially with the world still avoiding our product, this is something USDA, at least for this month, couldn't avoid here.
Talk to us a little bit about the Chinese soybean import numbers.
And that's definitely a bit of a concern here. So on this month, they did drop these numbers from 94 million tons for the whole year import estimate to now 91. And the issue which kind of gets us is we were at 99.8 last year, 98.5 the year prior. So this is a pretty sharp decline for expected sales to China. One small positive is this is also includes a cut for Brazil, likely. U.S. numbers are going to be moderately okay here.
So when USDA releases these reports, I know, like, from our perspective, we're thinking about the producer's perspective. So we're talking about drought. We're talking about the war in Ukraine. We're talking about weather uncertainty. Does USDA take these things into account when they're putting out these reports?
You know, for this month's report, they don't, because, well, they don't include all the arguments because this is just an old crop report for right now. They'll start discussing new crop here next month. And as far as old crop, this means for corn and beans, coverage through August, and for wheat, coverage through May. So as far as the message for us is, they are not looking at new crop yet and making changes for the old crop balance sheet. But a lot of us, I think we all have our concerns regarding both acreage and potential yields this year.
Talk to us a little bit about the livestock numbers.
And livestock did see some interesting changes for this report. On the cattle side, keep in mind, we did see USDA raise their whole year production estimate by 140 million pounds. So this year's beef production, which was supposed to be 3% under last year, they have it now down to only a 0.8% cut. And we have to agree that they're doing right because those February feedlot placements were quite large. One thing to point out is after we get through with our big summer and early fall supplies, they've got Q4 beef production down 5%. So they are recognizing that things won't last as far as heavy supplies. They won't last forever. So I agree with those. Pork numbers here today, they dropped production by 240 million pounds. That's due to that hogs and pigs report last month. So for the year, they see a 2% drop in this year's pork production. This is going to be the smallest in 4 years. One small offset in today's generally bullish report was that they did recognize U.S. pork exports are still struggling, and they'll probably have another cut in that category here next month as well.
What about the cotton numbers?
Now, in cotton, as far as the U.S. balance sheet, we didn't see really any changes to speak of as far as demand or whatnot on the balance sheet. So still keeping the ending stocks at 3.5 million bales. Keep in mind, this is very close to last year's tight supplies of 3.2. So as far as that goes on the U.S. balance sheet, no major changes to get the trade too concerned about there. On the new crop discussion, I will kind of look at some of these numbers here quite briefly, and just a main point regarding the general supplies of other countries. USDA did suggest maybe just moderately higher revisions in some categories and production, and they also implied smaller exports on this report. So smaller export from non-U.S. countries, but no change on the U.S. numbers here.
So what should we expect in next month's report?
So next month's going to be really interesting because this is where USDA's got to go throw everything against the ball, against the wall. Because this is a new crop report as well. So as far as old crop issues, they're going to add a little bit more to corn exports, maybe a little bit next month. They're certainly going to add a bit more to soybean exports next month. Now, the question for new crop, we're going to see some pretty tight new crop supplies for corn based on that 4 million acre drop implied for plantings. Soybeans, we're going to see in this case about a 4 million acre increase in plantings reflected on this balance sheet. So maybe giving the soybean a little cushion here.
All right, Rich Nelson from Allendale, thank you so much.
Happy to help. Thank you.